Welcome to the weekly finance news wrap with your host, Paige Estrotori, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business loan finance. Friday, July 3rd, 2026, marks another week of pivotal developments in the Australian finance industry, with significant news unfolding across car loans, property markets, insurance, and personal loan data. Let's dive in. On personal finance front, changes to the luxury car tax thresholds are impacting your next car loan. From the start of this month, thresholds have risen to $80,809 for most vehicles and $91,666 for fuel-efficient ones. A 33% levy applies above these figures, reshaping the financial landscape for those eyeing off higher-end SUVs, performance cars, or electric vehicles. Future buyers need to check all costs and compare finance options vigilantly, especially considering stricter fuel efficiency rules that may affect hybrids from July next year. Turning our attention to the property sector, we see faint rays of hope for first-time house buyers. Median house prices in Melbourne might drop below the $1 million mark over the coming year, propelled by an anticipated 4-8% decline. While these reductions originate from lower borrowing capacity and not necessarily improved affordability, this softer market could offer negotiation leverage. However, it is crucial to meticulously evaluate other costs like repayments and future rate impacts. Unlike Melbourne, Sydney may experience slight declines while Brisbane, Adelaide, and Perth continue to grow. Strong advice to buyers? Be finance ready. In the insurance arena, the Insurance Council is ushering in a significant consumer protection enhancement. The organization announced a revised General Insurance Code of Practice last month, scheduled to be fully implemented within 2 years. These changes could impact insurance costs, especially crucial for motorbike buyers who require vehicle protection to secure finance. The code aims to amplify claims handling and support for vulnerable customers, while some critiques point out gaps in protection for these groups. As the consultation phase continues, riders should diligently calculate their total ownership costs, which include insurance factors. Finally, June's personal loan data illuminates the loan rates seen for motorbike buyers. Rates vary widely, from competitive offers around 5% to highs of over 29%. The comparison rate, which includes fees, is a must-watch as it affects total costs, particularly over an extended loan period. It's imperative to sift through options, consider potential extra repayments and fees, and gauge whether secured loans are the best fit. For used motorbike purchases, lender restrictions could play a role. Analyzing your own credit profile will help secure manageable repayments. That's all for the week. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for more updates. Remember, knowledge is the key to making it in today's financial climate, so visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for all your finance needs. Until next Friday, this is Paige Estrotori for the Weekly Finance News Wrap. Take care and think finance.